Hi, I'm Jane Lindholm. I'm the host of Vermont Edition, and I just wanted to let you know that this podcast has been edited for brevity. Thanks for listening.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. There's been a very important development concerning the future of Vermont Public Radio and Vermont PBS, the state's public television network. These two media organizations announced plans yesterday afternoon to merge to form a new organization that hopes to be up and operating by July 1st. VPR President Scott Finn will be the head of this new public media organization, and he joins me now to discuss it. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on. I want to let our listeners know, like all of our guests on Vermont Edition, Scott has not been given any questions in advance, and certainly no topic is off the table. I also want our listeners to know that Scott will return to Vermont Edition to answer your questions about this merger once everyone has had a chance to learn more about it and what it means for the state of Vermont, and we certainly look forward to that opportunity. Scott, I think one question on everybody's mind is, why is the merger a good idea, and why is it happening now?
It's about service and service to the community, Vermont, and the region. We looked at this. The two boards of the different organizations studied this for more than a year and determined that we could do more together than apart. It's as simple as that. We had really good experiences working together collaboratively on our debates and on our poll and on a series about Vermont's rural future called This Land. And after that success, we determined that this is the sort of thing that we want to do more and more of, and that by coming together as one organization, we can serve the community better.
Scott, VPR has a very strong news department. Vermont PBS does not. Vermont PBS has a sizable chunk of cash available from their sale of frequencies. In a sense, would it be fair to look at this merger as providing Vermont PBS with something they don't have, namely reporters, news editors, and news producers, and Vermont PBS is providing the new organization with a more solid financial base?
I think that's only part of the story. And what it ignores is the fact that Vermont PBS has some of the most talented video storytellers in New England and in the country. This year, New England Emmys were awarded, and the Emmys are given to, for excellence in television and video. And New England is one of the most competitive regions in the Emmys. Vermont PBS won 3 Emmy awards this year in the region. And the only other station that did that was WGBH in Boston, which is the largest and most financially successful PBS station in America. Essentially, Vermont PBS equaled what WGBH did in terms of awards. And I don't think that's an accident. There's a lot of talent in both organizations. And coming together, I think we'll be able to do more.
And so from the VPR point of view, for folks who are listening to Vermont Edition and are faithful listeners to Vermont Public Radio, what does Vermont Public Radio get out of this deal? We see that Vermont PBS is going to have access to a lot of news reporters and news resources. What's in it for VPR?
Well, one thing that's important for all of our listeners and viewers to understand is that the things that you love are going to continue exactly like before. Vermont Edition, Mitch and Morning Edition, those sorts of things will be here for you in exactly the way that you've always had them in the past. If you're a fan of Masterpiece Theater on PBS or Mr. Chris and Friends on Vermont PBS, those things are going to continue exactly as before. What this allows us to do is to come together and to be able to serve new audiences, especially digital and on-demand audiences, because that's the area, if we're going to be successful in the future, that's the area in which we need to grow. And video is an important way to communicate with those new audiences. And so I think the combination of VPR's news talent with Vermont PBS's video talent is a powerful combination for growing new audiences.
Scott, it's hard to imagine that the new organization will be able to provide the kinds of video, audio, and digital programs that you're talking about without some additional resources for the news department. Are you committed to expand the news capacity when that merger takes place?
I think what viewers and listeners will see is they will see more news programming. we will be able to, over time, to be able to provide more news in more different platforms to more people. Now, the shape that that takes, Bob, that depends a lot on the audience. I think, you know, we do this thing called Brave Little State, where we ask the audience to tell us what questions they want answered, and then we work with the audience to answer those questions. I have the same attitude toward this. We are going to the people of Vermont right now, and we're saying we're creating this powerful new organization together, and we wanted to use it in service to you. What problems do you want us to help solve? What services can we provide? And so that's what we're going to be doing for the next several months, is going to the people of Vermont and the region and asking them for their ideas.
You mentioned Brave Little State, a very popular VPR podcast that we also hear on Vermont Edition. It also brings up the idea, Scott, that what works on radio, what works well on radio, with an emphasis on audio, doesn't necessarily translate to good television. And the opposite is certainly true, that good video doesn't necessarily work very well on radio. For instance, it's hard to see a beautiful sunset on the radio. How are you going to deal with these differences when you try to create some common programming?
It's a great question. And I think it all starts with the audience. And it starts with what people want to know. Brave Little State is a great question. What is Brave Little State? It's our program where people suggest questions, they're voted up or down, and then we answer the questions in concert with the question asker, who is a citizen and just someone who wanted to know something. There's no reason that couldn't be done with video. As a matter of fact, some of our questions cry out for video. When we just did an episode on Vermont road names, don't you want to see those roads? Don't you want to drive down them? And so you're right. You don't want to just – you can't just take the exact same content and do it in the exact same way, audio, video, you know, print. But there are different ways to tell these stories, and if we do them on these different platforms, we'll reach out to new and expanded audiences.
You've been talking about a merger between Vermont Public Radio and Vermont PBS. Just so folks understand, are you talking about – merging the operations of both media organizations into a single organization that will share a common budget going forward?
Yes.
And what are some of the challenges with that?
I see opportunity more than challenges, because what it allows us to do is to take the resources of both organizations and, you know, get the best of both. In general, we've studied this extensively with the help of a national consultant. Organizations that have chosen to do this, like we are choosing to do this, over time make more revenue. They're healthier, stronger organizations. They provide more service to the community. So I just see the upside.
You mentioned Brave Little State and the road names and how that could make a very good video presentation. You could rework it and make it a very good audio radio presentation. Again, it could be reworked and reformulated to be a digital presentation. All that is going to take a lot of people doing different things. And so what I'm wondering is, are you imagining that the existing staff is going to work on those different presentations? And what does that mean for the existing news operation at VPR?
Well, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to continue having the excellent print, photo, and audio news operation at VPR we've always had. And so we're already multi-platform in that way, Bob, when you think about it. We're just talking about adding video when it makes sense. But, you know, a lot of the excitement isn't just in news. It's also in educational programming. VPR's most listened to program is But Why, which is an educational program that Jane Lindholm and Melody Baudette do, that is listened to by tens of thousands of young people and their families every week. And on the other side, Vermont PBS has a program called Mr. Chris and Friends, which is also extremely popular. And so there are opportunities around education and kids programmings. There are opportunities around music and the ability to get, for example, our VPR classical music in front of a video and a TV audience. So I just see lots of opportunities for the audience and for the staff in this.
Scott, before you came to VPR a couple of years ago, you worked in public broadcasting down in West Virginia. And while you were there, I believe you had a similar merger of West Virginia Public Radio and West Virginia PBS. Is that correct?
It actually had happened, Bob, about 15 years before I arrived. It happened in the early 90s.
Okay. I was wondering if you thought or learned of any lessons that you could apply to Vermont from the West Virginia experience.
Well, so West Virginia is a place where my heart is in a lot of ways. It has, in interesting ways, a lot of similarities to Vermont. But one way that it's different is it does have a lower socioeconomic profile and, in general, a lower amount of income of its residents. It's a difficult place to have a public radio and a public TV network, frankly, and to raise money. And yet, West Virginia Public Broadcasting produced award-winning, excellent content on video and on audio. And the reason it was able to do that is because it was a unified system. And it had a lot of the efficiencies built in that a unified system allows. So instead of having duplication between two different organizations, all of the revenues were being put right back into content, and the best content, the best video, the best audio, and the best online content that we could provide. And, you know, Vermont PBS and VPR are financially and in terms of audience much stronger than West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And so I see us coming together as being able to do some really important things for the state.
So, Scott, after the merger, will there be joint fundraising for this new entity?
In the short term, things will go on much as before. But a lot of the opportunity comes from going to grants and major donors that will be very excited to know about this and to think about what we could do together.
You know, Scott, we've been talking about the future of a public radio network and a public television network, but we're also talking about something that seems much bigger than that, how people access news, information, programming in the coming years. And if we look back 10 or 15 years ago, we would see a very different media landscape than the one we see today. Certainly the internet has had a profound impact on people receive their information. So is part of this merger geared towards a future that is a little bit difficult to define and imagine at this time?
Exactly. We think we know some of what we could do for Vermont. And we're going to listen to Vermonters and the people of the region about that. But really, what this allows us to have is more runway to serve people with whatever resources and services that they need in the future. You know, look, these organizations started and basically grew as largely as people that provided PBS and NPR through broadcast signals. That was one of our big jobs. We built out these networks, all these towers. But lately, we've been asked to do more in terms of producing local content, local stories, news. You know, the news staff at VPR has gone from 3 people, I think, when you began here, Bob, to more than 20 today. And that's in response to what the community says it needs. So, yeah, we're getting ready for the fact that even though terrestrial radio and terrestrial TV are important, we know that we have to shift to an on-demand digital way of delivering our content. And, you know, with the 40% decline in the number of reporters in Vermont that we've had over the last 2 decades, I think we need to step up. And I think that's what I heard when I went on the Tell Me More tour when I first got here. And this will help us do that.
And how are you going to gauge public access and public desire to form some of the parameters of this new organization?
So over the next few months, you'll hear us making direct appeals for you to give us your ideas. But also there'll be a more formal process that we anticipate that will probably involve some sort of survey research. We're still working that out.
VPR and Vermont PBS have announced plans to merge. The goal is to have the new organization in place by July 1st of 2021. VPR President Scott Finn, many thanks for being on the program today, and we look forward to having you back in the near future to discuss this merger with our listeners.
Thank you, Bob.